You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush with you. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane also at 70th and Pioneers. And Bill, what does Shindaddy have going on today at the bank?
Well, as we talked about earlier, he's off today, but he has sent his magic picks in. Everybody wants to load. He was 2 for 3. He lives in the 2 for 3 area with several 3 for 3s from last year, but he's never been 1 for 3. He's always had a winning weekend. So I'll give him to you real quick so we can get to Lee Sterling. Louisville Pitt. Louisville 3.5-point favorite. Take the Ville okay. At Pitt. New Mexico. 13.5-point favorites over New Mexico State. Rivalry, yes, but take the Lobos, 13.5. And then Air Force, 4.5-point favorites over Hawaii at Air Force. Take Air Force.
Okay.
Three ironclad locks.
These are from Shindy?
It's a Shindaddy. Sterling today.
He got those to me yesterday. He's off today with the bye week to rejuvenate a little bit. And then Thespian Thursday was a lot with the Greek tragedies yesterday.
He had two shows.
Socrates?
He had two shows.
Yeah, Socrates. Something like that. Well, thank you to Shindaddy for always providing his entertainment and picks of the weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Shindy.
Steve Sterling today. We're now joined on the phone by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Good morning, Lee. We'll get to the games in a second. I have to ask you, you live in Miami. Is there anybody in that city that wants Mike McDaniel to still be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins as they're 0-3 to start the season?
There is. I haven't met him yet.
Okay. So, Ofer.
I'd say the public wants Chris Greer out worse.
Wow.
He's the GM. Yeah, I see that.
Could one survive? Could McDaniel survive?
No, I don't think so. I think they're both tied at the hip. But if one was to survive, I would say the slim chance it would be Chris Greer. For some reason, he's been kept for 9 years.
Oh, great. I mean,
so he's got to have something on the owner, Stephen Ross, or, you know, he's maybe he's his caddy when he plays golf. I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Something's going on there, but it is – it's just so painful to watch game. Like last night, I'm watching the name Calais Campbell. I mean, they keep calling his name out. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have had him for like $5 million. Instead, they signed like three Jags, guys that aren't even with the team or got hurt the first day of camp and are out for the season. So it's not that hard. I mean, if that was my job and that's all I had to do was pick out players for a team, I would think I'd be pretty good at it. I mean, how can you mess up Justin Herbert and Tua?
And I then, don't know. I don't know.
And Ja'Marr Chase and I mean Jalen Waddle's a really good number two. Ja'Marr Chase is the best receiver in the game. I mean, if I went to watch them in Indianapolis, I mean, then my dog could tell you who's better.
Wow. I love this rant, Lee.
Well, it's right. A deserved rant for how
just being honest.
Bad it's been there. At least you have the Hurricanes, yeah. Number two team in the country. They look
true.
Good.
Yep, they do.
They look good right now. They do. So,
yep.
Join Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, going through this weekend's college and NFL games. Lee, big one in the SEC. Georgia, 3-point favorites against Kalen right. DeBoer in Alabama. Does Kirby Smart best Bama again?
You know, I think that Georgia is not the same team. I watched that Tennessee game twice, and there was like six or seven plays. If any of those plays in the fourth quarter with 8-9 minutes to go in the game go Tennessee's way, they win the game. So I thought they were the better team. Georgia somehow pulled it out. Give them credit. But how about this? Since the first game last year, they're 3-12-1 against the spread. Kind of tells you something there. I am concerned a little bit, obviously, about Alabama's run defense. They gave up 230 yards the first week of the year against Florida State. But they'll get back Jam Miller, and I think running the football, that can take some of the pressure off the passing game. And I think their three receivers are going to do some damage on this Georgia secondary. Outside of Ohio State, I think their three receivers are right there. So I think Alabama's the right side. This might be one of – I don't know if you remember this. Steve will remember this. The Alcoa's fantastic finishes. Do you remember those?
The Alcoa's. I don't.
Remember Alcoa? Fantastic finish. Look it up.
Okay.
I think it was like an aluminum recycling company.
Okay.
And they used to have the highlights of the best finish of the weekend. This could be it. I have Bama here. Wrong team favorite, 28-27.
You're going with Bama.
Bama over Georgia.
Yep. Ooh, that will help DeBoer a ton. A ton.
Yep.
Some redemption after the FSU loss. Up next in the Big Ten, Indiana absolutely curb stomped Illinois 63-10 last week at home. Mm-hmm. They now travel to Iowa. 7.5-point favorites are the Hoosiers. Will they roll the Hawkeyes for another big win, Lee?
So far, Indiana looks even better than last year, which is scary. But, you know, I'd rather take 7.5, 8 points here than probably even 14 if it was on the road. Iowa at home, think they usually play better defense. People think their offense stinks, but they're better than I even thought as far as statistically. They rank 24th in points scored, 20th in yards per play, a lot higher than recent seasons. If they can limit Indiana on first down and not give up 7-8 yards, limit them to 2-3 yards a bunch, and get them in second and third and long, I think they're going to be able to get off the field at least 4 or 5 times. And that could be the difference. They're going to run the football. They have a running quarterback. And that eats up some clock here. Playing at home, obviously, is a factor. Strangely enough, these teams haven't met since 2021. So I think the special teams also could come into this. Iowa, as we know, also great special teams. I don't think they can pull off the upset, but I'm taking – the touchdown plus here. Indiana 26-20. Iowa gets the cover.
Okay. 26-20 yep. Hoosiers, joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Biggest game of the week is in the Big yep. Ten. Penn State, 3.5-point favorites against Oregon. This is, of course, a home game for Penn State. Lee, yep. What do you see in Penn State, Oregon tomorrow?
Did you see the look-ahead line last week on this game?
No.
No.
13.
Wow.
So I made the line before I looked at the line Sunday nights when I started estimating lines. I had it at 10.5. It's 8.5 points. So home field is big there. It's a tough place to play. I was there when Miami played in 2000. It is loud. I mean, if you have never gone before, this is a venue you want to go to. I mean, the two times I've been there, one of them, we were on a yacht, and literally after tailgating, walked off the yacht to the gate, which was maybe 30 or 40 yards away. So nothing like it. The beauty, the great fans. But as talented as they are in some positions, Damond Williams, if he has a big game and they win this game, he's gonna catapult to the top three Heisman voting at this point. Denzel Boston, really good receiver.
Okay.
Yep. And Jonah Coleman. Very good also. But I just think Ohio State's too much here.
Okay.
I like Ohio State here. Bonus game here. Ohio State 35-24.
Yeah, 35-24.
That'd be a great, great win for the Buckeyes.
That would be, that'd be a big win. Back to Penn State, Oregon, there. Lee. Penn State, 3.5-point favorites against Oregon at home. Top 10 matchup here in the Big Ten. Can James Franklin get a big home win against the Ducks?
That is the $64,000 question. That and Drew Allard, quarterback. But, you know, they have pretty much everything else, I think, going their way. Coming off of a bye, Oregon's a young team. If this was Oregon last year, I think that they'd go in there and get the win, Happy Valley, even during a whiteout. But in that win last year, the Big Ten championship game that Oregon won, 45-37, Penn State did run for 292 yards. Oregon's run defense so far ranked just 50th in the country. I think it's good, but not great. And Singleton and Allen are back, their star running backs, and they added some good receivers here that finally can get some separation. Trevor Pena from Syracuse, K'Ron Hudson from USC. Those guys have totaled 27 total catches. But I think the X factor here is Jim Knowles, their new defensive coordinator. He was Ohio State's defensive coordinator last year, and first game didn't go so great, but second game he changed up all the different blitz packages, and they shut down Oregon in that game in the college football playoff. I like Penn State here. I know James Franklin can't get it done in big games. Not saying he's winning a national title, but I like him in this matchup, 24-17.
24-17, massive win for James Franklin, the company, over Oregon. To the NFL, Lee, Ravens, 2.5-point favorite against the Chiefs. The loser of this game will fall to 1-3. Two favorites in the AFC, one will be at 1-3. Who falls to 1-3, Lee?
I think there's a better chance it's going to be Baltimore, and here's why. Last year, KC was a 2.5-point favorite. Are you telling me in 1 year that the difference in these two teams has changed a total of 5.5 points? It's now up to Baltimore minus 2.5, 3. I think Kansas City's starting to find themselves. Thought the offensive line played well.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door. No shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required. Just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Against the Giants, who, believe it or not, bad team, but maybe a top three defensive line. They're that talented there. With 6 minutes remaining in the first half, Baltimore's offense only had 5 minutes time of possession. So it's great to score, but sometimes they just score too quick. They leave that defense, which is bottom three right now in the NFL, they leave them on the field too long. So after being on the field for all those plays last week, now they got to come back after a Monday night game on the short week, got to go to Kansas City, and Kansas City's defense is really good. So I think we're going to see a low-scoring game, but I'm going with Patrick Mahomes here. Wrong team favorite, 24-20.
24-20 Chiefs over the the Ravens. Ravens fall to 1-3. Last game back to college, USC 6.5-point favorites against Illinois. 11 a.m. kick on Saturday in Champaign. Lee, does Illinois get back after a rough loss to Indiana?
Yep, that was rough. And USC had their trouble for a while, then they pulled away. Interesting game, big game for both teams. Anyone wants to get USC and Illinois, give it to them for free. Just call 800-400-9741. Give it to them on me. Oh, you know what? I love this game tonight, Florida State and Virginia. They want that game also. Give them both games. Just call 800-400-9741. Be one of the first five callers. And we're rolling right now. Finally got it going here since Sunday in the NFL on a 6-0 roll. So you want to hop on board, you want to try 1 week, use coupon code SAVE100, just $97 for all our phone picks. Executive phone service, where we rate them from 10 to 50 units through Monday night. You're going to get probably 12 to 14 games. You want to get through Halloween. We call it not October, Locktober. Use coupon code SAVE100, just $497. Just one place, ParamountSports.com. I have a question as we're headed out the door.
Please leave.
So there's 18 teams in the Big Ten, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you rank both Nebraska, 1 through 18, and what do you think the fans would rate them now?
We did this exercise on Tuesday on our show. I think we had Nebraska 8th, right?
7th or 8th.
Yeah. That's still think they're a top half team, Lee.
Yeah, in the middle. In the murky middle, Lee. In the murky middle. Yep. What do you think?
I had them like 10th or 11th.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, you're fine on that.
Did you have them ranked ahead of Illinois?
I think we had Illinois still ahead of Nebraska, right?
Illinois still ahead. Michigan's ahead. In the murky middle, Michigan's ahead. Illinois's ahead. USC's ahead.
Yep. Obviously, the big three.
What about Minnesota and Washington?
Minnesota, we had Washington's ahead of Nebraska for sure. Minnesota lost to Cal by 13. That was, and they got shut out by San Diego State the next week. So we had Minnesota worse than Nebraska, but
Lee,
Washington definitely ahead of Nebraska.
Lee, I can tell you. I can tell you that Minnesota is down. Okay, they're down.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. Okay, yeah, I could give it. Maybe they're 9th or 10th. I had one of my clients text me, Nebraska, obviously fan. He wrote, Nebraska equals Rutgers.
A Nebraska fan texted you that?
Yeah.
They have Dylan Raiola versus Ethan Kelly McManus.
Who has been good this year?
He has been good, but nobody's taking Nathan. Nobody's taking Kelly McManus.
No. I would agree with you, but you don't think maybe the rest of the team slightly better for Rutgers?
Rutgers' defense is really struggling.
It is.
Yeah.
Nebraska's defense isn't exactly the Bears.
We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, we will. Lee, always good stuff. Right, thanks for time with Chassie next week. Lee Sterling. Go ahead. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
Whip through him.
Hit the number to call, by the way, 800-400-9741. His picks are Alabama as a 3-point dog, beating Georgia outright 28-27.
That's in Tuscaloosa.
It is. Is it? Are you sure of that? Hang on. Are you
I'm positive? I'm not positive.
Bill has muted himself. Bill, do you know where that game's at for sure?
in Georgia.
It's in Georgia. For God's sake. It's at Georgia. Yeah, it's a home
game. My bad.
It's just if you can, Steve, look at sports.
Yeah, I should.
Periodically throughout the day.
That game is in Athens, and he's picking
Bama on the road, 28-27.
Well, it can happen. I don't think Lee's out on a big limb right there. It could happen.
Yeah.
Like I said, Georgia went from you know, they were down to, what, 21-3?
Yes.
And if they just make the field goal right now, it'd be like, oh, boy, Georgia's lost it now. So there were plays in that game. That Tennessee and Georgia were an even team.
I got you.
He has Iowa not winning, but he has Indiana beating Iowa, not covering the 7.5. 26-20, Hoosiers win. They don't cover, though, but still win. There's some confusion when I asked the question. Penn State.
It was confusion.
Just to clarify the confusion, Penn State against Oregon, he has as a 3.5-point favorite, has Penn State winning and covering 24-17. 24-17. I don't see that happening, but
he is spot on with the rush defense, though. They've been a little bit of a struggle, and they're going to get a heavy dose of it, so they might be able to control the clock and keep Oregon's offense off the field, which will be very frustrating to them. So it could be one of those well-managed – it's a time management game heavily by Penn State, and it could go their direction.
Okay.
That'd be a massive home win, 24-17 Penn State. Ohio State on the road at Washington, 8.5-point favorites, has the Buckeyes winning and covering 35-24 over Washington.
Washington is getting a lot of respect nationally, except in the AP poll where they didn't get one vote.
I don't get that.
Very curious. They didn't receive
a single vote.
They didn't receive a single vote, which causes
seems like one of those games that everybody jumps on the bandwagon on, you know. Jake led it, and then everybody jumped on behind Jake. Where sometimes all of a sudden it's like Ohio State's like, yeah, knock it off,
yeah.
And they win by
watch
18.
Watch this.
It's kind of one of, but I think it's going to be an epic game to watch. And that just turn the volume up and listen to what the crowd's like. It'll be insane loud.
God, you whip through games. You whip through games, and some are so loud and some are so quiet when you're whipping through them on the TV. It's always freaky to me.
You want to check one out, it'll be on at 11 o'clock. I think maybe it is. I don't know what time it is. Maybe it's 2:30. But just check the volume of UCLA at Northwestern.
Just be quiet.
Crickets out there.
You could actually call down plays from the press box. Just open the window. You could just yell down. You could yell at your defense how to adjust before the ball got snapped.
No headset needed for that one.
There'll be nobody at the game. It's on the lake. UCLA new coach. You know, they're just kind of, what are we doing here? And it'll be just crickets.
Question for Coach before you go on. If I propose that the stool go to the Northwestern UCLA game, would you be interested in that? Wouldn't it be sort of interesting to go?
I would love to be at the game. I'm 100% interested in what UCLA looks like and what North I am.
Right.
That would be another game. If you and me were all of a sudden, you, me, and Jake, we're all standing there just over by the lake,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that, talking to people and
it'd
stuff like that and walking around. It's a little soccer stadium.
Yeah.
You know, it's their practice deal. It'd be awesome. We'd have a great time.
It'd be fun. Then we could go into Chicago and find something to do. It'd be fun.
NFL game, Lee has the Chiefs as an underdog, beating the Ravens outright 24-20. That'd put Baltimore at 1-3.
Yep.
And if you want USC, Illinois, or FSU, Virginia, please call Lee at 800-400-9741 or go to ParamountSports.com.
So, I don't follow as closely as I should, but FSU's tonight.
It's tonight.
FSU, Virginia tonight.
Yes.
And people are
Who's terrified? Marty's terrified? Who's terrified of that game? Somebody
Danny Cannell.
Oh, Danny Cannell's terrified.
Danny
Cannell.
Danny Cannell. Danny Cannell was terrified.
This has a weird feeling to it. It does. I'm just telling you. In Virginia, sometimes they just need some karma back. They went through that awful shooting. Was it 2 years ago now or 3 years ago? That, and all of a sudden, Virginia is playing very good. And like I said, the place will be electric. So, Virginia, whatever. No, though, it will be tonight. That'll be fun to watch.
You know what's fun to watch, Bill and Jake?
What?
Is Castellanos.
Thomas.
I'm around on it.
Oh, wow.
Because you pushed back last year. We saw this guy last year. That guy's
funny.
Awesome. he sucks. He's no good.
You said he was a joke book.
Yeah.
He said he got benched.
never said he was a joke book.
I wondered
about his proficiency as a quarterback.
Again, if we could write this date down, Rudy, I believed and had a feeling very strongly about Glenn Campbell and I switched back. And now Steve's had a strong feeling about Castellanos, and he switched back. So it's a day that
I'm proud of both of you
like
guys. Just,
of like respect and love for each other on taking the other side sometimes.
Very proud of you guys.
On stepping back and looking at the big picture
there
in life.
Go.
And mine was
reflection.
I think mine's a little bit more because mine was Glenn Campbell. You've chose to get on board with the Boston College transfer, which I thought is a little unusual, but okay.
That's fine.
I did that moment where you were very adamant about Glenn Campbell not being an icon. It did freak me out a little bit how adamant you were. I was like, what? I figured you would think he was an icon
he's
no matter
the
70s. What. He is a 70s icon. Bill
yeah, and I took a step back. It's a big step approach here. I
wouldn't
have done it unless Jake brings Rhinestone Cowboy to the table today.
How good it was!
I don't have a chance to re-listen to that. You know, it's like that was just that song. I mean, you know, Lyman. We all know he has other songs that are incredible, but that to me, that's his song.
Yes,
it's reflection. It was a moment of reflection.
Moment of reflection. Sometimes errors are made, and I'm the first one to. You know, raise my hand.
I appreciate
we fix our ways here. Before I get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
You can avoid being hacked if you call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.7% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. You want a free consultation? AppliedConnective.com.
Okay.
You know why Will can go to the lounge at an airport?
Why?
And relax? Because he knows he's got things together at Applied Connect. He knows things are run smoothly, great employees. He knows everyone's protected, cybersecurity. So he gets a chance to sit down and have a beer in an airport because he has that. Because he has done all the preparation work. That's why you're never nervous before a game if you're prepared.
I just assume.
Like Will, he's not nervous.
That's power right there, by the way.
I just assume he's not at the lounge, but I guess you're right. He probably has it under control.
He deserves it.
Right,
let Will enjoy his life, Steve.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills Monster Matches next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.